2015-5, C. Elmer and Edith Marine.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2015-5 for C. Elmer and Edith Marine based upon the record and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also satisfies section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of two lots on 13.063 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. There are also three letters of support for the subdivision in the record. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, a waiver of the street design requirement is appropriate since this only serves two lots. This preliminary approval is, however, subject to the following conditions. There being, first and foremost, there shall be no more than two lots within the subdivision. Any further subdivision will require another public hearing. B, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. And C, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County.
Second. We move and seconded to approve subdivision 2015-5, C, Elmer and Edith Marine, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was out of order, occurring out of order on the agenda, is subdivision 2015-6, Branson S. Smith.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2015-6 for Branson S. Smith based upon the record and for the following reasons. That being, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It is also in compliance with the requirements of section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of two lots on 1.56 acres of land is within allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Proposed subdivision will also not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and/or community facilities. The proposed subdivision also will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Anna Patrick Lane is an earthen road serving several lots. Because this application adds just one new lot, a waiver from the street design requirement is appropriate. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions, and that being that there shall be no more than two lots within the subdivision. B, any and all encroachments must be removed prior to a final site plan approval. A road maintenance agreement amongst all parties using the road will and must be established. And next to last, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2015-6, Branson S. Smith, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2034, Beach Fire Brewery Company, LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I can say I'm not as eloquent as my colleague, Mr. Smith, in the preparation of these motions, but I do find that this is a very interesting application, and their attempts to maintain the historical nature of the building, and you know, traffic certainly is a problem, but I don't think it's something that we can put on the back of this particular application. But it's certainly, you know, worth considering as we review this application.
The irony of the traffic is that the traffic's already there.
There, yeah, and it's gonna get worse, despite this application.
That's why folks like this do what they do, because the traffic's already there.
Right, if there wasn't traffic there, they wouldn't have, wouldn't be in business.
I'm sure there is some contribution to traffic as a result of this, but, I think what we're hearing a lot of from the public, and understandably so, is their frustration with the current situation, you know.
As was I, you know, and just in my comments in the public hearing, but, having said that, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 2034 for Beach Fire Brewery Company LLC, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2034, Beach Fire Brewery Company LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2035, Cinegrove Central LLC.
And I know some of my questions, I got a little bit of education tonight, but I'm preparing a motion for this particular one. I'd like to confer with council so that we're consistent with other land use applications that have been made in this county, many of which predate all of us but you and Mr. Locke.
There you go. Careful.
Is that a motion?
Not yet. Hold on. Mr. Chairman, concerning he did. I appreciate you clarifying that with me. And concerning CU number 2035 for Cinegrove Central LLC, my motion is for deferral to give the commission, namely me, time for further consideration.
Second.
We move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2035, Cinegrove Central LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, we have one final item of business this evening, other additional business, the 2016 Planning Commission meeting schedule, which has been published in record time this year.
It's actually before the year actually
it's
starts.
which is a real treat.
You've noticed in your list that there is no schedule county council. We normally have those 30 days apart. For their current status, with one of the council members not being able to participate, we're going to be scheduling the public hearing before the commission, not scheduling the council hearings until we have a full five members, unless we have to. So in the short term, we may be putting our schedule out for next year, but we're going to try to wait to see if Mr. Wilson comes back.
And I understand he's doing better.
Yeah, I visited him on Tuesday, and he was
doing very well.
Doing well, yeah.
All right, then. Anything else? We go to the order.
Do you want us to approve that, or?
Yeah, you can. It's always subject to a memo, which you have to approve anyway. We have another question about Mr. Kedling, but let's do this for you.
Okay.
Go ahead. Mr. Burton, will you make that motion? I'll second.
I move that we approve the Planning and Zoning Commission schedule for 2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Planning and Zoning Commission schedule for 2016. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then, anything else for the good of the order, Mr. Knight?
We are getting inundated with requests for final approval so that they can get approval and go to record before December 31st to meet the sunset regulations. That would typically be on preliminary site plan one for final. We wondered if the commission, and we've not wondered, we actually need to have a special meeting for that purpose.
Special meeting in December.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't council then have to act upon those two?
No.
Just
specifically subdivisions and other site plans for conditional uses or RPCs that already have approval by the public hearing process. So they would be our suggestion, because of the tightness of the scheduling for November, which is already pretty well built out. Scheduled for the public hearing for December, we're scheduled for public hearing on the 10th and
back-to-back.
How about, can we do,
no.
No. No. The answer is no. Could we do something December 2nd or 3rd?
Or are you looking to push it back? Well, I guess if we have on the 17th,
we're in a state of almost abuse of the number of applications for the staff to be able to get them reviewed in time for anything earlier than maybe the October day. Say, Wednesday the 9th probably would be the best we could do.
Well, would you rather do it the 16th or the...
Yeah, well, as I said, the 16th
or the 21st or 22nd?
The 16th and the 21st, I believe, are Mondays, and those are Board of Adjustment meeting days.
Yeah, 16th is Wednesday.
16th is Wednesday.
Would probably be easier than any other day.
Let's do it the 16th.
Public hearings, would you consider meeting at 3 o'clock?
Yes, I was just going to say that. I would prefer to meet at 3 on the 16th of... We're talking December, right?
Correct.
And these are public hearings?
No.
That works.
It could be an old business.
You want to start at that?
Start in the daytime, it's up, whatever you want.
I can't do that morning the 16th.
Oh, you're retired.
How many are we looking?
We don't have. And here's a question.
There's at least a half a dozen at the moment in the office.
We're expecting a few more.
Here's a question I'm scared to ask. And if we need to say we need further review on this, what happens if we get somebody that submits a final site plan on December 30th? They get into the office, but we're not going to have it. Are you going to...
They've had five years to do this. I'm not excited about having a special meeting, frankly, but we'll do it to try to accommodate because the office has already accepted the plans. But if somebody comes in at the last minute, it's just too late. You've had 5 years to do this. Come on.
So I ask the question.
Unless somebody feels different. I'm only one of five. Tell me what you guys think.
They got to get the approval and they got to go by it.
I agree. We can go in the back and give people extra time. Everybody's knowing the deadline for a long time.
So really, the drop dead date is the 16th.
Well, it has to be before that so it could be reviewed.
And honestly, they're taking a chance at that because if they have a problem with that plan and we can't approve it, they're done.
Well, and the other thing is that if you're an applicant, mm-hmm. there's an ordinance that was introduced on Tuesday that allows people to request in writing for council's consideration and extension. So if you had your final site plan that wasn't going to be done because some engineer couldn't get it done until December 30th, you would write and request it as long as that request is in.
Before the 31st?
Yeah, the council could act on that request advice.
That ordinance has been proposed.
It's going to come through here on the 10th.
December 10th, the commission has a public hearing on that ordinance extension.
And that all the ordinance does is says that council, on a case-by-case basis, upon written submission with certain criteria, can decide whether to grant 6 months extensions or not. The ordinance on the 10th is not granting anybody an extension.
It's just saying...
This is the process.
Right.
That limit for 6 months is a part of the ordinance.
Yeah.
So we've got about a half dozen at the moment trying to get reported by the end of the year.
We're not trying to hurt anybody, but the fact is, they've had a long time. They've had plenty of time. But then, there's apparently going to be something in place to allow for an extension for some special circumstance. I think we've done all we can do.
And there is, it specifies what the special circumstances.
Okay. Great.
One more thing, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
I just want to know if I'm the only one that got the invite to the walking in communities.
No, that was everybody's desk.
I'm just asking,
I've got to walk to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Or take dark.
I just thought maybe I was going to have got that. So.
No, it's an opportunity for anybody. So if anybody, if any commission member is interested in the class, please let the office know, and we can register you for the class.
When is it?
December 4th. Yes, it's $25, but the office will pick up the tab.
How about Uber? Is that a Friday? No.
Yes.
Is that a Friday?
December the 4th.
Yes, it is a Friday. It's a Friday morning up in Dover at the public library. It's a class put on by the Institute for Public Administration at the University of Delaware.
I'll do that.
Are you going to buy the dark bus ticket?
I was going to say, that might be, that'll be required.
I'm going to carpool, but I don't do it if you're on here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We had an event several years ago where three of us showed up and one of us had to leave.
Well, we were in Maryland.
We were in Maryland too. And we were in Maryland. That's the way I had to go.
I left. I was cool with that.
Anything else for the good of the order? Anyone?
No, the packet for next week was at your seat tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So please take that home and don't leave it here and.